Hey, family, my name is Michelle. And I'm definitely an addict. I'm grateful to be here, be clean. I'm talking about clean, clean. Grateful to be here. Real short story, I got here because I didn't want to be here. You know, but my life had fallen apart, I'll put it that way. And I didn't think that it had anything to do with me. It was my mother's fault, my father's fault, my community, the teacher, the man that raised me. It was everybody else's fault. And it was not my fault. I'm the victim. If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I'm probably the only one that ever had that experience before. I had several things happen to me on the way to Narcotics Anonymous that I can't even talk about because it would take up too much time. But I could tell you the last thing that happened to me was I was in front of a judge again. Watch that word in recovery. Again. Right? And the judge said, "You are a menace to society." I didn't know what that was. I said, "What does he mean when he said that? What? Is he talking to me?" Yeah, he said, "Yeah, don't say anything." A menace is a person who has decided to do the exact opposite that the whole world's doing. I mean, there is a dictionary definition, but we're not going to go there. Right? We'll take anything and everything from you to satisfy my needs. That's menacing behavior. Right? So I came to Narcotics Anonymous. He said I was a menace, gave me 5 years in jail. I went to jail for 5 years. In the 5 years, I did the same thing that everybody does in jail. I jailed. Now, I want you to remember when I say I jailed. Okay, because that looks different for everybody. Right? And there are some things that I came out of jail with that I said, I'm never, ever, ever going to let nobody know that I did that. Those are the things I'm talking about that people do when they're behind jail. So just, if you have a jail story, just think about what you did. Right? So I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous by the judge. He said, "Well, you need to learn how to change your behavior. Something's wrong with you." And by the time I got there, I really kind of believed he had my best interest at heart because I was doing stuff that no one who cares about their self would continue doing. So I got out, I went to treat, he said, "I'm going to send you to another country." And I said, what is he talking about? He said, "I don't know. I'm going to send you to Canada, and you're going to go to treatment in Canada, because if I send you back, that's just so I went to treatment in Canada. I was supposed to stay in treatment for 28 days, and I kept 28 day in them. At the 27th day, I was like, "I can't, and I don't know, and I'm not ready, and I'm scared, and I don't want to go." And they kept saying, "Okay, we'll ask for." My clean date is May 1st of 1986. So I say that to say, today, you don't get that whole, "Well, we'll give you 28 more, and we'll give you 28 more, and you can go ahead 28 more. They don't give you that. I mean, very rarely. I mean, I work on that end. So I know, I got to beg for somebody to go in for 28 more days, right? Unless they have a dual something happening, right? So I stayed in that treatment center for 13 months. I went to meetings in Canada where they weren't speaking English, but they had an interpreter with a box in the corner that interpreted what they were saying. Imagine that. Right? I got my first basic text there, and I still have that basic text. Right? So I want to just give you that. After I went to treatment, I asked my parole officer, was very intricate in me not going back to New York after 13 months. He was like, yeah, you ain't ready. Yeah, no, you still slick. You ain't ready. So I went to a halfway house, which is what they called them at the time. They call them lots of things now, in Potsdam, New York. And I stayed there for 18 months. So when I finally did get a chance to go home, my parole officer came and picked me up and drove me from New York, Potsdam, New York, to Brooklyn, where I'm from. And he had already been in conversation. I'm talking about commitment. I just want you to understand this. He had already been in conversation with my mother about, she's coming. You need to prepare yourself. We don't know how she's going to come, but I guarantee you, she won't be the same person that left. And so my mother was pretty nervous, so he drove me, dropped me off, gave me a meeting list. And in those days, we were under surveillance. They was outside. They didn't even make it, you know, they didn't even, you know, used, what do you call them, cars with their own cars. They just used the state car and they was just sitting there. Because parolees could not communicate or be in the same place for anything, period. Because, you know, we all, yeah, so that. That's my story. Now, when I got here, my story was 5 hours. I could tell you the intricacies of my story for 5 hours, but I only have a certain amount of time. And I need to give you the foundation. And that's why we work steps in Narcotics Anonymous, so that we can have a foundation. Because without, and the first three steps is really the foundation. I just want to say that in case y'all didn't know, right? And if you're here and you're not in the program yet, you're eligible too. Right? Menace to society. Right? So, that's my story in, good, 10 minutes? Okay, so let me get into the topic. When I went to meetings, in churches that I shot heroin with down in the basement. And I would get caught up in the whole church thing. It would make me re-feel some of those things, and I didn't have any real coping skills except to surrender. And what surrender meant to me in early recovery was tell somebody how you're feeling. Newcomers. Surrender don't mean, oh, I'm just not doing anything about anything. No, it means talk to somebody about how you're feeling. Right? And so I had to learn how to do that. And with my parole officer sitting outside, I was pretty, you know, like I couldn't say everything that I wanted to say because I didn't know whether he had people in the meeting listening. I felt like, you know, I couldn't get it out. But it didn't even matter. What I'm saying is I had a commitment to do what the program tells me that I should do. This is first step boot camp shit. This ain't like I'm going all the way to the flat book. This is like in the first 50 pages of the basic text. So don't sit, Michelle, with the whole whatever's going on and not tell somebody. Because what's happening when that happens for me is that I'm holding a secret. Secrets make us sick. What surrender means to me today is to walk away before I say something or bust you upside your fucking head. That's what that fucking means. Yeah, I'm not that clean. I'm definitely not that clean. I could go straight back to, you know, that in a matter of minutes. And does it mean that I don't have a program? Nope, it means I decided not to use it. That's all. And I didn't take a look at what the consequences could be if I respond the inappropriate way. I'm talking about in the flash. Okay? This is how quick. So, you know, so in the first step, there's 11 results in the first step. Those are going to be the results that I'm going to be living through for the rest of the 12 steps as long as I'm clean. The disease of addiction doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't, like, I just don't have it in that area no more. No! It morphs. It hides in what you like. I'm probably the only one, though. And I'm okay with that. Because, yeah, no matter what my behavior says, my clean date is May 1st of 1980-fucking-6. Period. Period. I want to address something. I heard some shit about me in Narcotics Anonymous. I did. And I said, I'm appalled. And my sponsor said, why would you be appalled? I said, because where did that come from? What? Right? But I know that, you know, people don't arrest their disease every day because I don't arrest mine. So I understand where it came from. But what I want to say is I will not address it. I shall not address something that is not true. I don't even have to tell you it ain't true. I don't really care what you think. Because when it's my turn to go, I'm going. Okay? I don't really. So I'm saying, you're going to do a lot of stuff and behaviors and hear a lot of things, and you're going to be wrong a lot of times, people. Don't hide it. Decide to use the steps. Just don't address it. You can't put gasoline on a flame. That's my commitment. So I wanted to say that because I know that's going somewhere. And I want it to. So, commitment. I got a relationship. 5 relationships, they told me. A relationship with my sponsor. A relationship with my sponsor looks like me calling her regularly. Just to say, hey, how you doing? And then if something comes up, tell her about it. That's a relationship, and it's ongoing, right? A relationship with the literature. I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about the white part of the literature. It's the black part you gotta watch out for. It's them words. Because they take on new meanings the longer we stay here. You ever read something and then go back and say, what the hell? That was not, wait. Let me see your book. That was not there. I got a 3rd edition. Let me see your book. I'm dead serious. I've had that happen and cried. And I cried because if I'd have known then what God is revealing to me now, I may not have been here. I only get what I can get where I'm at now. I can't fathom other stuff. I still gotta do one day at a time. Let me not cut nobody. One day at a time. Let me go to work. Because what happens with my clean time is I think I know some shit. Until I'm the shit. Now, I'm serious, y'all laughing. I'm talking about real shit. And then I can't tell you because what would the people think? Secret number two. And then the lyrics say, it doesn't say just tell somebody. It tells you specifically who to tell. So am I really carrying, am I really practicing if I just tell Chica? Or if I just really tell, you know, the person on my job? I must tell God, I was wrong. I did it, I was wrong. And cry about that. I'm here before you. Yep, I did it again. It was me. And then I gotta tell somebody who has vested their time, their energy, their space in my recovery. Now, I ain't gotta tell them the whole truth. I might just tell them a little piece. I have people that piece me. And then at the end of the story, I gotta remember what they said so I could piece the whole puzzle together. Oh, so what you're telling me is, right? And that's okay, however it comes, I have to tell somebody. Listen, I learned that the disease of addiction that I suffer from, and probably 10% of y'all suffer from, is a disease that tells me, I don't have that. That's not me. But look at her. But look at him. So I'm talking about, so I think of the disease as an octopus. An octopus only has one head, and it has 8 separate arms. And what I did and do and have to do and continue right on and continue to identify and continue to see is that when one arm is relaxing, another one is coming. I'm not sure whether we have the same disease. Y'all acting quiet and shit. Have you gotten too clean where you can't see? I'm buying 50 t-shirts. I have 25, 70, 11, 79 pairs of sneakers. I gotta buy some. I like them eyelashes. I gotta buy boxes of eyelashes. Because I never, ever, ever want to not have them. It's part of the painting the face. Right? Is it like, do I have to have 25 sponsees to feel like I'm sponsoring somebody? Do I have to do service until I'm exhausted? What? Where's the disease at in that? These are things I had to take a look at about myself because I have a commitment to get better just for today. I'm not trying to get better for the rest of my life. I live one, when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Do you know what I did to people? Do you know what I did to people? If you know what you did to people, I did that to people. God woke me up. That's what I found through working the steps. I have a purpose in my life. I found my place. Yeah. Right. I'm not fucking confused, and it ain't to be in every fucking clique either. As a matter of fact, I stay away from packs. I do. I stay away from pack. You know, we're all doing this. You know, I've been to nudist camps. I've been in relationships with swingers. I have settled for some shit because I did not feel worthy of having someone love me. So I got with 8 girls and tried to, you know, act like them, look like them, sound like them, talk like them, read like them, and all that shit. And guess where that got me? Standing right here with 36 years clean on my. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Get that shit. But no, that's not who you are. God is going to reveal who I am in my weakest moments. In the shit that I do in the dark. Tricking. Women trick too. I don't know, my recovery's, you know, kind of rugged, you know. I didn't have that smooth sailing. Everything is going to be all right, fucking shit. My commitment is to not pick up drugs, no matter what. Do you understand me? Let me tell you. I had cancer. I'm a cancer survivor. That's why I don't have no hair. Okay? I've survived cancer. Okay? I've survived having 2 hip replacements. Every time I had certain, because you know, the brown bottles is the new motherfucking street drug. Let's not talk about that too long. Okay. Toxic. My neck, my back, and my ache. Let me take this. Leads me to shooting heroin in my fucking groin again. Whether it happens right afterwards, whether I pimp the doctor for as many prescriptions I can get, and he said no. Eventually, it's about 70 times in the baby. It just in the first 150 pages. Eventually. 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 I am going to go through some pain, and that pain shit is not going to work. And I'm going to get some dope. So don't pick up the first one. I got sex. I'm talking about the legs of the octopus that has one brain. I got stealing. I got lying. Okay, I got lots of fucking things on the octopus. I got making you believe that I'm better than you. We don't want to really talk. I ain't got a lot of time for that. I got doing shit that I know is going to cause me some financial difficulty and going through it and then begging other people to help me. I'm talking about my inventories. Yeah, they say it's the same for most of us. So I'm not sure. That's what they say in the literature, right? I got lots of arms of the octopus. So I have a sponsor that I've been in a consistent relationship with. When I say consistent, I wanted to cuss her out on many occasions. I thought she was asking me entirely too much. I'm crying now. I really mean what I'm saying. I don't want to do it no more. She said, but you're not writing. The therapeutic process happens when you're writing. I said, it does? Okay, right? You're not writing about it. It's a hypothetical memory if it's not down on paper. So I learned to do simple shit, like one question a night on my step work. Because when I don't do it, let me tell you what the disease be pimping me. Oh, all of that is all important. You went to the meeting and shared so fucking lovely. You know, but did you answer the question? Right, and you talk to them about you not answering the question. That's the other part of me. That's the disease of addiction. Not my disease. Nowhere in here does it say my. It says the motherfucking disease. The violent, destructive power that could lead to relapse. Do you understand? I'm not immune from using drugs, but you want to talk about me? You don't know what that shit could do to me. I'm not that strong. You want to walk past me and not hug me or hug me half? I mean, who the fuck? What? I'm scared. Somebody do something, I go straight to them. Hi, babe. I love you. Mind my business, because I don't know when it's going to be my turn and who's going to help me.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I'm not that clean. I'm not dope proof. Okay. So my commitment, I'm sure it's almost time, is to continue taking a look at myself and where I'm at now in this phase of my recovery is I am free, 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 free. I don't even give a fuck about nothing. When God tells me to do something, I'm doing it. Whether it looks right, you like it, you don't like it, you want to talk to me, you don't want to talk to me, I understand. That is, I ain't got to please you. That was maybe the ninth round of steps. I realized I don't have to please everybody. Why would I do that? I'm like, it's like the chore board. You pull pieces of it every time you put it wherever it is you put it. And before you know it, the chore board is fucking gone and the house is in a wreck. I just want to give you a process of identification. So I realized I didn't have to please everybody, right? So I write the steps. I write them. I answer one question. I've been doing this for years. One question tonight. And where I'm at now. Okay. Is if I don't like something, I'm not a part of it. I'm not going to complain. If I don't like something that's going on in my relationship and we're not talking about it, then I just don't like it. I'm indifferent. We're not talking about it. We're not getting a solution. I'm not laying down and saying, oh, this is the only fucking man I got. He done fucked everybody in Narcotics Anonymous. And I just cowl when they come in the meeting. They all know I know. And I'm not doing that shit. I'm not. I'm going to go to the girl and say, I know that you fucked my man. And guess what? It's okay. Because, sweetie, when that behavior doesn't work for you anymore, I'll be here like the Statue of Liberty with the motherfucking light. Yeah, I'll be here to let you know where to go from there. Because I fucked my way into Narcotics and I'm sure I'm probably the only one. I was into if it looked good, feel good, taste good, is it time? Ma'am? Okay. Is it, you know, if it look, I want to touch it, I want to have fun. But I found out that it didn't get greater later. I'm also not going to stay in a relationship with somebody that I don't even fucking like. Because what would you think about me if we broke up? That's not happening. I've been there, and I was like, okay, see you later. Pack my shit. Get my shit gone. I'm out. Right? Okay, it's over. Right? It's not that big of a deal. It's not a total loss. So the recovery process for me today is I already know I have liabilities. And I decide on a daily basis to practice the things that make me unfucking comfortable, which are spiritual principles. They make me uncomfortable, right? That's where I'm at. And the other place that I'm at is I don't need to be in the middle of the circle on every scene. As a matter of fact, I don't like people, really. I found that out about myself. I'm an introvert, and I really don't, I don't like people. Just because they're people, and I don't even like myself sometimes. So if you put me in a room with people, I have to like really harness what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna say, how I'm gonna say it. I'm not the, you know, the dainty type of, oh yes. That's just not who I am. But I don't have to be in the middle. There's a circle. Inside the circle, there's a what? Diamond. A triangle. Right? I don't have to be in the God self-service. And I don't have to be in that part of the circle. I could be in the place where the number of how many years you've been clean is. In the middle of the medallion. Right? I'd rather reside there. I like it there. I talk to newcomers. I identify the disease of addiction in my life and in their life. I remember that I still have the same disease as them. I also remember that what I have a sponsor that tells me the unfucking sheltered truth. She tells me the when I say unsheltered, you know how people are homeless and they just roaming? She tells me the shit that makes me want to throw up at night. How did I get here? She'll say, you're faking it, that's why. You're being phony. You have your painted face on. You're expecting to get something. You want to manipulate something so that you can get something back there. And I'd be like, oh, shit. Right? So I want to tell you, this is not a drug program. When I go to meetings, I would really like to hear the recovery process happening. But what I am hearing with my natural ear is people dumping the problem. And when they dump the problem and we talk to you and we share with you what our experience, strength, and hope has been, we don't see you anymore. So that you could tell us if what we told you, you even applied a little bit of it, then we'll vest some more energy in you. This is what I'm looking for. I don't know about anybody else. I just need to hear you say, the lady told me, the woman said, she said, if I don't pick it up, the man, the money, the credit card, the dick, the car, whatever it is, if I don't pick it up, I can't get high. That's simple, right? If I don't pick it up, you know the thing that I know is bad for me? And I'm gonna pick it up anyway. I'm gonna text it. I'm gonna send a dick pic. I'm gonna send a pookie. Y'all laughing because y'all can identify? So what counts in recovery is clean time. You can count all the clean time you want. But we didn't come here just to get clean. We came here to recover. And in order to recover, we have to unfucking cover. So it says, a lot can happen in one day, both negative and positive. If we do not take the time to appreciate both, perhaps we will miss something that will help us grow. What our principles for living, I know some of y'all know where this is, it's the Just for the Day pamphlet, but the last paragraph is powerful. Our principles for living will, that's a fucking guarantee. You ever, if you do this, this will happen, will guide us in our recovery. When we use them, we find it necessary to continue to do so on a daily basis. So, on a daily basis, I don't pick up the thing that I've been educated about because I work the steps. I don't get near it. I don't smell it. I don't look at it. I don't imagine about it.
I just do the exact opposite of what I really want to do. The exact opposite is recovery. Right? So I'm glad that I was able to make it. I want y'all to know that I'll come anywhere I can. Because this is a woman thing in recovery. I had a whole different spiel. And I see men now. So I couldn't get into that. But because they matter. Their feelings matter. Their lives matter. Okay. So I'm grateful to be here, be clean. I mean clean, I could drop a urine in the middle of that fucking floor and it's clean. Yeah. That's what I mean when I say clean. Thanks for letting me share.